Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Water is one incredible force. In fact, our bodies are mostly made of it. The amount we drink can transform how we feel. Yet, a lot of us walk around dehydrated, leaving us dizzy and drained. But we can change this harmful habit. How? Skip the sugary drinks. Choose an extra glass of water instead. It's one refreshing way to build a healthier life. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
With the high cost of fertilizer, water, and other inputs, there's never been a better time for the groundbreaking iGrowth ImmaFlex sorghum production system. Herbicide-tolerant iGrowth grain and forage hybrids from Alta Seeds paired with the weed-fighting power of ImmaFlex herbicide from UPL can help you improve your crop production efficiency and make the very most of your sorghum acres. Visit sorghumpotential.com/start today to lock in your seed. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, cattle just couldn't break out of a somewhat tight trading range yesterday. Corn prices were steady to higher, keeping an influence from the market off the table. Traders were concerned over cash strength this week, and rightly so, as initial cash trade unfolded at steady with last week. That's $140 here in our part of the country. The negative aspect yesterday was much of it was for deferred slaughter, indicating packers may not be more aggressive this week. Box beef prices, the choice up 19 cents, select was up 34 cents. Now, hogs finally found their day to shine after being beat down consistently for a couple of weeks. Whether traders will be more aggressive to establish long positions now that downside technical objectives have been achieved is yet to be seen. But packers very aggressively were buying yesterday and saw slight to behold as cash on the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report was up $8.34. However, this was offset by cutouts declining $1.73. July Kansas City wheat's trading up 27.5 cents early today. On track for a second day of higher prices, with the war in Ukraine showing no sign of backing off. The Ukrainian people continue to fight for their survival and aren't fully able to farm this year the way they would like. Meanwhile, rains in the western U.S. plains offered some help to winter wheat crops the past several days, but in many areas, the rain was not enough or did not show up at all. July corn's up 3.25 cents early today, quietly steady and ignoring a second day of higher wheat prices, at least here. On one hand, the forecast for more dry weather ahead in the Brazil and Argentina regions keeping corn prices supported, while here in the U.S., planting prospects are set to improve with warmer temperatures on the way later this week. July soybeans up 14.5 cents early today, supported by a modest gain in July soybean meal, while July bean oil shows a slight loss. The futures in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
At the close yesterday, June live cattle down 50 cents, 134.82. August down 25, 137.07. May feeder cattle down 15 cents, 162.25. August down 7 at 176.20. May hogs up 282, 102.60. And June's up 290, 105.10. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, the July's up 13.75, 11.37. September was up 15 cents, 11.41.75. Chicago wheat, July up 11.75, 10.88.25. September's up 11.5, 10.90.75. July corn's up a penny, 7.95.25. And September up a penny and a half at 7.54. July soybeans up 14.5 cents, 16.55.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.